With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Concerns still being raised about the 11th hour budget bill President Biden signed into law 1 week ago. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the original measure was downsized from more than 1,400 pages to 118.
What was left was the bare bones things that need to make sure that our government still functions, so our Border Patrol agents get paid, our military gets paid, our Capitol Police get paid, all of the social services remain intact. Our farmers, for me most importantly, we have a Farm Bill extension.
$10 billion earmarked for farmers who've been struggling with high interest rates and bad weather. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Donald Trump is right to express concerns about shipping fees the U.S. pays in the Panama Canal. And that's not all.
He'd also like to prevent the drastic cost increases that we've seen over the last couple of decades as it's transitioned from American control to Panamanian/Chinese control.
Also at SRNnews.com, the British economy flatlined in the third quarter of the year.
The downwardly revised official figures represent another blow to Britain's new Labour government that has made growth its number one mission. In its latest revision of the July to September period, the Office for National Statistics says the economy showed no growth against the previous estimate of 0.1%. The reduction has prompted critics to say that Labour talked down the economy when it took power on July 5th for the first time in 14 years, when it described its economic inheritance from the previous Conservative administration as being the worst in generations. Jeremy House reporting.
And this is SRN News. Lawmakers in Iraq consider some very troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Missouri, a judge has ruled the state's near abortion, total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place license requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. This is SRN News. A few tips from experts to help you change your relationship with money in the new year.
As the calendar changes to 2025, you might be thinking about how to approach your relationship with money in the new year. Whether you're saving to move out of your parents' house or pay off student loan debt, financial resolutions can help you stay motivated. If you're planning to make financial resolutions for the new year, experts recommend that you start by evaluating the state of your finances in 2024. Then set specific goals and make sure they're attainable for your lifestyle. Ron Taylor reporting.
In the meantime, as we do approach 2025, more tough news on the economic scene. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says U.S. homelessness in 2024 climbed 18%. That jump comes on top of a 12% increase in 2023. More details at srnnews.com.